The book of Hebrews 13:9. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with food which have been profited those who have occupied them. When it says, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, this means apply them to the heart and not use them for the flesh or for desire and to benefit our whims. To be able to establish by grace our heart, Apostle Arkady gives us 10 principles of this grace, and we, when we work with them, we'll be able to strengthen our heart. First, grace. This, we're talking about the law of grace. First, the law of grace. Grace are such gifts and blessings that are paid for us by the sacrificing blood of Jesus Christ. This is what the Lord had paid for with his blood. 1 Corinthians 6th chapter, it says you are purchased with the precious blood of Christ. You are not your own. That's why I present the Lord in your bodies, which are the Lord's. The Lord has paid a price for our spirit, soul, and our body, and has called us his house. He has paid his price in his blood for the church of Jesus Christ. He paid the price to prepare us a house in heaven. This is that house that the Lord paid a price for. Grace will give us knowledge that we have this in Jesus Christ. Sometimes people are worried, I have a mortgage on a house, I haven't paid it off. And so if you didn't pay it off, you need to be concerned of the heavenly house that you have and be focusing on that. To pay off your house, you need to first receive guarantee, receive grace freely by grace. Receive this grace freely, and then invest it in the Lord and receive righteousness. And then our spiritual house, our body, will be redeemed. And so the Lord did not pay for our physical house. It is we who pay a mortgage for our houses that will be burned later on with everything else. And so this house, the mortgage for this house, the spiritual house, needs to be paid before we are taken to heaven. Grace is the law and commandments, replacing, canceling, and is independent of the law of Moses. The scriptures say in Colossians 2:14 that with the teaching that he brought, he destroyed the handwriting of requirements that was against us, Jesus Christ. And so the Lord can replace, cancel, and be independent of the law of Moses, this grace, if we have the teaching of Jesus Christ in our life. If we think that we live in the time of grace, and so grace is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so it's the year 2023. If you ask Satanists, Buddhists, people in Islam, or other faiths, what is this date, 2023? What is this year? And so all history agrees that Jesus resurrected and we live under grace. We live under grace means we live in the teaching of Jesus Christ. If we don't live in the teaching of Jesus Christ, then we are still under the law, not under grace, because with his teaching, he had destroyed the handwriting of requirements that was against us. Without the teaching of Jesus Christ, the baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment, if a person doesn't have these, then he is still under the law of Moses and not the law of grace. Third, fulfilling the commandments of grace strengthens our heart. Our heart, in this case, implies our spirit. Grace strengthens our heart. And so if I have a connection to the law of grace, then We have the teaching of Jesus Christ. We have the teaching of Jesus Christ who came in the flesh, and I can now trust upon the Word of God, and this trust is the ability to strengthen our heart. Continuing to talk about grace, grace is not only does not only not apply to materialistic blessings, it is contrary to it. The scriptures say, "Beloved, I pray that you be successful in all just as your soul is successful." He didn't mean that your soul and spirit be successful materialistically. He says that you need to be prosperous in the spirit or in spiritual things. And so if this is not balanced in our life, if my materialistic state and my spiritual state, and my spiritual state means the wealth of my spirit, then unfortunately we will have a very different result. Fifth, grace received upon the conditions of God, but not returned upon the conditions of God, is grace wasted in vain. We need to thank God. Grace for grace, it is written. Thanksgiving for thanksgiving. He has demonstrated his grace. We demonstrate to him our own grace. We thank him and we honor him. Sixth, grace wasted for obtaining materialistic goods is grace turned to the act of sin. In other words, saying when we use spiritual principles to obtain materialistic things, we need to use materialistic things so we can transform them into spiritual things, not spiritual converted to materialistic. We take what is materialistic and transform it to eternal, to the spiritual. Seventh, looking at materialistic blessings as an arsenal of grace is something belonging to the series of profane teachings. We have not brought anything into this world and we can take nothing out of it. Having food and clothing, let us be content in that. It continues to say in Scripture that those who trust in these things will be falling into a snare, for we have brought nothing into the world and we can carry nothing out of it. And so materialistic blessings are not an arsenal of grace. They are present there, but they are not an arsenal of grace. This is why when the saints heard this in the First Apostolic Church, they all began to sell their properties. They understood that the arsenal of faith is not their wealth, but what they can transform. They knew that life is short. And when those in power were going to start persecuting the Christians and killing Christians. And so they had the decision to make to either give for themselves or to give it to the Lord. Of course, they could have easily hidden everything that they had, but it takes only a couple of minutes to find everything that you have, whatever you own. Just like it was in the communistic world, it is the same thing. Eighth, grace returned to God upon his conditions is the food of God as well as our heart. It's necessary to return to God and to return his grace to him. The Lord showed us how and how much and where. Ninth, honoring God with tithes and offerings is the most ancient commandment of grace independent of the law. Apostle Paul says in Hebrews, to the Hebrews that were under the law, here, in the law, mortal men take these tithes or receive these tithes. But in the New Testament, we bear witness that he lives. And so when we honor God with tithes and offerings, then we honor the one that has the testimony that he lives. Tenth, giving our first fruits to God, we return his grace and demonstrate godliness before him. And so right now we are going to sing a psalm and we will thank God that we have the ability to demonstrate before him the presence of the grace of God in which we confirm our heart and our spirit. We make it strong. And this begins with us understanding the teaching. We need to receive the truth into our heart that will allow us to move from under the law of condemnation to the law of grace, and all begins with receiving the seed of the truth, and we have it. Let us stand up and praise the Lord and partake in this great service. Allow me to repeat after Pastor Arkady that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses, the temple of Solomon, they were required as a command from Moses, which he received from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We are that same Israel. We're connected to the same roots. We're nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging words. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be blessed. Please be seated.